Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Six charges against former President Trump and other defendants in the Georgia election interference case have been dropped.
Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed charges related to solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer while keeping the remaining 41-count indictment intact. Judge McAfee will also decide if Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis remains on the case amidst conflict of interest allegations.
USA's John Schaefer. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. confirming earlier reports about his potential shortlist for VP candidates. He's speaking to NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers, as well as former Minnesota governor and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura. Kennedy confirmed he's in contact with both of the men, discussing the race for president, saying also that he's spoken to Rodgers pretty continuously. It's a bipartisan push to force the Chinese company in charge of TikTok to divest its ownership and hand over control of TikTok to an American company. U.S. lawmakers claim it's a move intended to protect Americans, not to ban TikTok.
I think the world we all want to live in is one in which ByteDance divests from TikTok and TikTok can continue under different ownership.
Republican Mike Gallagher said the current ownership structure is a threat to national security. A San Diego law firm's initiating a federal lawsuit against Philip Morris, alleging that the nicotine product Zyne is being marketed toward young individuals. The class action suit contends the flavored pouch product poses a health risk to consumers. Delta Airlines is increasing its checked bag fee. The airline announced the fee for a first and second checked bag will go up by $5 for most flights. It'll cost travelers $35 for the first checked bag and $45 for the second. Delta says this decision's meant to help the company deal with rising industry costs. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Demonstrators calling for a ceasefire in Gaza, spending part of Wednesday tying up traffic at San Francisco International Airport. About 300 of them stood both inside and out, blocking the international TSA security checkpoint and a boarding gate. The protesters said they wanted the U.S. to stop sending aid to Israel and for Israel to cease its attacks in Gaza. Israel's been conducting a military operation to root out Hamas leaders inside Palestine following the October 7th Hamas terror attack inside Israel. So far, the overall loss of life has taken a far greater physical toll on Palestinians. A recent survey showing a significant uptick in what researchers define as incivility in U.S. workplaces. According to a survey from the Society for Human Resource Management, roughly two-thirds of American workers say they've either been a part of or have witnessed acts of incivility in the workplace just in the past month.
Interrupting or addressing people disrespectfully, silencing other people whenever they're speaking or otherwise cutting them off, excessive monitoring or micromanaging, ignoring other people, paying little attention to other people, hurtful, unprofessional, or disrespectful body language.
Jim Link is the chief HR officer for SHRM. He says with the divisive election coming later in the year, incivility in the workplace will probably only become more prescient. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Keeping you aware of what your government is doing to you, not for you. I'm Bill Martinez. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we got Dr. Bonner Cohen going to join us. Dr. Cohen, of course, the senior policy analyst with CFACT. Dr. Cohen, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Bill, I'm very well, and I'm awfully glad to be here.
Well, great to have you here. Talk about the latest shenanigans of the Biden administration. They are relentless when it comes to this net zero emissions fantasy, right?
Oh, they certainly are. Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse with a government mandating, in effect, the kinds of vehicles that you can drive or the kind of appliances you can have in your home, now the Biden White House has cooked up what it refers to as a draft of a definition of a zero emissions building. With the goal of sending what it says is a market signal around the nation to adopt building codes in compliance with net zero emissions buildings. In other words, the materials that go into a building and the kinds of emissions that the buildings, or the degree to which the buildings are permitted to have emissions, will be ultimately determined by bureaucrats in Washington, D.C.
Unelected. Unelected bureaucrats. Make sure we underline that, right?
Unaccountable.
Yes.
You ask yourself, well, how in the world could they possibly do that? Well, the answer is the administrative state lets them do that. How?
Yes.
Just about every state and jurisdiction in the country receives money from federal agencies, including the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, and the Department of Transportation. You can easily foresee a set of circumstances under which HUD and Department of Transportation say you cannot have your funds for various urban projects and transportation projects unless the structures in your jurisdiction are in compliance
exactly.
with Washington's green mm-hmm. building wishes.
You see, this isn't far-fetched, ladies and gentlemen. This is something they've been doing for decades. It's been a slow creep, but this is this next iteration of their fantasy, as Bonner is laying out to us. So they've been able to get away with it with all these years. So what's going to stop them now, right, Bonner?
That's exactly right. They will. They have no automatic braking system. On the contrary, mm-hmm. for them, it's full speed ahead. They have become very used to throwing their weight around and have no qualms about micromanaging the kinds mm-hmm. of structures in which we live and work. Bear in mind that these green buildings refer to residential whole, but it also applies individually to the tenants in those buildings. So you have a high-rise apartment building somewhere. The building itself must be in compliance with green zero emissions mandates, but so too must the individual occupants of the buildings also have to have their units in compliance with the federal standards.
This is impossible.
There's no limitation also on the size of buildings. It pertains to skyscrapers and also smaller structures. So these people think big. It is all encompassing.
And, of course, and if you can't meet the regulation, then that can be remedied. Bonner, we'll just, charge you a little soft surcharge there, right? And and that will offer a lot of forgiveness here. So this is kind of a passive way to tax these companies and to tax these households.
Oh, that's exactly right. And bear in mind that these green energy or net zero emissions mandates apply across the board to buildings both already standing as well as those in the works, which means that buildings will have to be retrofitted
exactly
to come into compliance with these standards, which may in fact be enacted, quote unquote, locally by city and county and state boards, but they will be doing so under pressure from Washington, which has the ability to withhold funds.
So this that gives these local
works.
Yeah, this gives the local principalities, leverage. Let's back up for just a minute here, Bonner, if you can put up with me. Net zero emissions. Is there even such a thing?
No, there isn't. We are finding out, for instance, in another but actually closely related area, that we are told that electric vehicles are zero emissions vehicles. Well, actually, they're not. Why? Because they, being much heavier than comparable-sized vehicles, because the batteries are so heavy, have to have larger tires. Those tires are so large, in fact, that as they roll along, they emit particulate matter. So, no, there are no CO2 emissions, but there are emissions of particulate matter. You can just imagine the emissions of a particulate matter from an 18-wheeler. So, is there any such thing as a zero emissions anything, whether it's a vehicle or a building? The answer is absolutely no, because everything has to be manufactured to begin with, or in the case of the materials that go into EV batteries or wind turbines, solar panels, the stuff has to be mined. Mining invariably involves emissions. That's the nature of the beast. So there's no such animal.
And so here it is. That's why you say it's a fantasy. And so this net zero emissions becomes indeterminate. And when it becomes indeterminate, that means the administrative state, they can say whatever net zero emissions means. So and the way this works in government is that my buddies are going to have a different standard versus versus the other side. So if you're not in compliance, then I can play all kinds of games, because I can move the goalpost whatever fits my, you know, my policy and my political bent, right?
That's exactly right. You brought up a very good point about buddies. What this opens the door to is people who are invested in the climate cartel producing products and technologies. They say will reduce emissions to come into compliance with the zero emissions the mandates. But in truth, what they're really doing is you're creating cronies on the outside, politically well-connected, and it is these cronies who will be receiving the contracts to retrofit buildings already standing and future buildings with government-approved, that is, federal government-improved products and technologies.
Yeah, welcome to the world of bureaucratic narcissism, right?
Right.
not to mention corruption and all the other things that go with it. It's not a beautiful thing, ladies and gentlemen, and it's coming to a neighborhood near you. Dr. Bonner Cohen is with us, and we've got more from him after this. Stay with us.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, I get it. Look, everybody's so busy. We're trying to raise a family, running on the hamster wheel as fast as we can, keeping up with taxes, cost of living. The government said that, as if we needed their information, right, that it's costing us at least $11,000 more a year, about $1,000 a month, ladies and gentlemen. That's the reality. And that keeps you on that hamster wheel, going as fast as you can to figure out, okay, how do I balance out the month with a paycheck or whatever income I'm bringing into the household? It is no doubt a mad scramble. And meanwhile, while we're trying to survive, we've got these ruling elites that are getting paid a lot of money, and they've got nothing better to do than to come up with all these goofy ideas. And the thing is it wouldn't be so bad if the ideas they came up with, you know, Bonner Cohen, if there was something they said, hey, Bonner, I got this great idea, and we're at $34 trillion in debt right now, and this idea is going to save us at least $1 trillion a year. When do we hear anything like that?
You never will, certainly not from the crowd that's in power now. Remember, the distinguishing characteristic of our ruling elite is the policies they impose on us are such that they themselves are largely protected from the consequences. People who live on Martha's Vineyard,
yes,
or have made their money and their fortune actually in places like Silicon Valley or Hollywood or Wall Street, this is something they could easily tolerate. But what about people of middle and lower income? Mm. They are the ones who are going to find out that house that they wanted to buy is going to cost more, in some cases much more, as a result of the net zero emission mandates that the government wants to impose on them, in addition to the vehicle that they drive, is also going to cost them a lot more because EVs are simply more expensive than gasoline-powered vehicles. But we have our elites who are, by virtue of their wealth, largely protected from all of this.
Exactly.
It's the rest of us, the people who are really struggling with the current rate of inflation and all the things that are being posed on them, they're the ones who bear the burden.
Right. And Bonner, you bring up an excellent point here. See, this is all part of the Democratic base. This is the people who do not live in the world that the majority of Americans live in. I mean, they're really in la-la land. It's not only on one hand, as you say, they're making enough money, they can afford it. But the other thing that happens, if the truth be known, is they have been able to carve out a niche within this bureaucracy to where they are rewarded. They make more money because of the way the government operates right now. They've figured out the game, and they're ahead of it, and they're cashing in big time. Look at how many billionaires have been created under the Biden administration. It's going through the roof. And yet, when people go, well, he always talks about, you know, taxing the wealthy and all that kind of stuff. That's a joke. I mean, all that is a ruse. They never tax the wealthy. They can go and impose some taxes and stuff. But the wealthy, as they've found from day one when they first came up with the idea of taxation, is the wealthy are too difficult to tax. They've got their band of attorneys. They know how to work around, the system in such a way. And then even if they have to pay the tax, guess what? It rolls downhill. It never stays there with the wealthy. It always goes downhill. It goes down to the employees. It goes down to the consumer. That's the way it rolls, because the wealthy and these companies, they're in business to make money, not to lose money. And the government can do whatever it wants to do, and they'll just pass it on and do what they've always done. And, like you were saying earlier, Bonner, that people think, oh, there's no way the government would do that. That's so crazy. It wouldn't. What, are you kidding me? I mean, let's look at the last 10 years. If you want to know what the government will do, and especially under a particular parties like the Democratic Party, I mean, it's like they've lost their minds. All they know is taxation. That's all they know. They don't have any, there's no room for a creative mindset or a capacity to do something about the problems that we have. They just keep creating more problems because and really they're creating them because sometimes they're causing an itch that nobody has. Only because then they can raise taxes to take care of that itch that they convinced you is happening, right?
That's right.
What a game. What a game. I mean, they're really gaming the system and gaming us.
Yeah. At one level, they know exactly what they're doing. Do they understand the world around them writ large? No, not in the least. But they understand a certain part of that world, and they know how to play the game. And if we allow States is going to rapidly become what Latin America has historically been, namely a country ruled by a tiny elite and an ever-growing underclass dependent on the handouts from that government
exactly.
and an increasingly hollowed-out middle class. And they're also doing the hollowing out the middle class for cultural reasons. The people who are in the middle class have stable families, they have children, they play by the rules, and that poses a threat
exactly.
to those who are robbing and looting the system, and to those who have been taught that their best way forward is to take handouts from the government. Well, that did not work very well for Latin America, and it's not going to work very well for us, but that's the system that's being very quietly put into place.
Well, and that's what's so shocking, you know, Dr. Cohen, for people who are coming in, you know, from these Latin American countries. They're coming in, crossing our border. They're illegal immigrants, call them what you want, but they're here illegally. And they see what's going on. They're going, what are you guys thinking? You know, we lived through that nightmare.
Yeah, well, I just said that.
Right? Yeah. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right.
Right. And so, you know, this is, and I hope people are listening to what you're saying, because this is not by accident. This is by design. Joe Biden lying to you about an open border, closed border, or Mayorkas and that sort of thing. I mean, we're anywhere 7, 10 million illegal immigrants have come into our country under Joe Biden's administration. I mean, this is a generational issue, because these people, if they do come back to court and address their hearing, because it's beyond me. I don't know how you tell somebody, look at Bonner, I'm going to give you a ticket today, but I want you to come back to court 8 years from now,
and then we're going to talk about that ticket, right? Just tell me the time and the day, and by God, I'll be there. Yeah,
you're going to be there. I mean, you're going to be there barring, something unfortunate would happen to you and you would die in the process. But still, 8 years down the road, give me a break. Are you kidding me? And then they wonder why only, what is it, 5% roughly? I mean, sometimes they try to exaggerate it and say, oh, well, we're going to round it up, so say 15%, whatever. It's some minor percent of people who actually show up for their hearing, right?
That's right. And the people who are overseeing catch and release and all of these other charades that they're putting off, those in charge of that know exactly what they're doing.
Of course.
It's not that they're naive, they are simply misjudging these people. No, not at all. They know that those who are released, once they have been caught, are going to disappear into society. And as we tragically saw in the case of the nursing student on the campus of the University of Georgia, was murdered by a guy who would never have gotten into the country had we had the return to Mexico policy in place, because he would have been sent right back over the border. But under Biden, he was allowed to go free, and we saw what happened.
Yeah, and people need to understand this. This is Biden policy that allowed for this. And guess what? You know, Lake and Riley may not be your daughter or your relative, but she's somebody's. And guess what? We've had hundreds of American citizens who have been killed at the hands of illegal immigrants. And it's an eventuality that it could happen, sadly, for your family. And, you know, when are we going to say enough is enough and mean it? You've got to quit electing these knuckleheads who are doing everything they can to destroy the middle class, just as Dr. Bonner Cohen laid out very clearly. This is a replacement. We're replacing the strength and the backbone of this country, the middle class, with an underclass that'll be totally reliant and compliant to an administrative state. Dr. Bonner Cohen, thank you.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
Ugh.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense.
Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. The White House throwing its support behind the recently passed TikTok bill in the U.S. House. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre with reporters on Wednesday.
Is to ensure that ownership, as I just stated, of these apps wouldn't be in the hands of those who can't exploit them or to do us harm.
She said the Biden administration wants swift passage of the measure in the U.S. Senate. The bill would give Chinese-owned ByteDance 180 days to divest or face a ban on TikTok in U.S. app stores. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. confirming earlier reports about his potential shortlist for VP candidates. He's speaking to NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers, as well as former Minnesota governor and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura. Kennedy confirmed he's in contact with both of the men, discussing the race for president, saying also that he's spoken to Rodgers pretty continuously. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I'll tell you, it is the contest and the battle that America has been wanting and waiting for. In spite of all the indictments and the interference that's going on, the deal is in. It is going to be Joe Biden versus Donald Trump one more time, the first time in, 60-plus years that this has happened, that we've had a former president going against an incumbent president. So get ready to rumble, as they would say. Megan Barth is with us right now. Megan, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Glad that we had a chance to connect. You've been so doggone busy lately, it's been hard to track you down. So I appreciate a few momentitos to where we can, you know, catch up. First of all, you know, as the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, let's focus on all things Vegas for a moment and the things that you've been tracking. Update us on what's happening there in your wonderful state.
Well, I'm exhausted already, and it's only March 14th. Politics is not for the weak. I can tell you that. As the editor of a growing news website, I'm definitely busier than I've ever been, and I enjoy it. Nevada is basically, I would say, just kind of a microcosm of what's happening across the country, and we were always a swing state. However, our state legislature has been hijacked by far left Democrats, progressives, and this is a battle that we have at the state level, whereby the legislature, Democratic run legislature, is only one vote away of having a veto proof majority. So our Republican governor may be a lame duck governor after this November election. We'll just have to see. So we're really fighting on the down ballot, not necessarily looking at the top of the ticket for federal elections, but our state elections are so vitally important. And I think that really translates across the country. More people
I was gonna
are
say.
So focused People are so focused on what's going on in D.C. that they forget that tyranny gets a start in their own backyard, and they sometimes don't pay attention to that or realize how important local elections are, not only from the state level, but all the way down to your city council, to your commissioners, you know, to your local city government.
Well, you look at what happened to California. You know, you and I are from California, and we saw how that crept. It was a slow creep, but very progressive. And here you got California, the poster child of the Democratic Party, the Uniparty. And what have they done to that wonderful state, the Golden State? I mean, they've corrupted it, and you know, and they're putting their constituency in a lot of pain. And it's amazing how they continue to remain in office. I know that you've been doing a lot of work and holding people accountable, because the other thing, I mean, it's like it's never ending. Like you said, it's not for the faint of heart, because, you know, you can go and chase down one issue, and then the next thing you got to remember is, oh, we got to make sure we secure the election and that everybody's vote is counting, right?
Right. And, you know, I've been tasked with kind of covering school boards, and we have 17 different school boards in the state.
Wow.
And the school boards are really have really become a tool of what I call the administrative state. So what you have is you have the bureaucracy that is electing officials that will do their bidding instead of officials that will do the people's bidding.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very important. You know, you look at school board elections, and there's, you know, thousands of votes. There's not tens of thousands of votes. And it often comes down to just a couple hundred votes determining who's going to lead the school board and the school district.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm finding is there's a pattern here whereby the teachers' unions, the administrative state, the government agency will run their candidate, get behind these candidates who aren't so well known, but they have an enormous amount of power and influence over your children.
Exactly. It really, I mean, it is an organization. It's a cabal, and they've got this thing figured out, because everyday Americans, you know, I was saying earlier, Megan, we're busy trying to live life. We're just stressed with the reality of inflation, the cost of living going up. I mean, you know, we're talking about $1,000 more a month. $11,000 a year, Americans are having to pay for the same thing they paid for a year ago, all brought to you by this administrative state, brought to you by the Biden administration and the Democratic policies. And they've got everybody so busy and frantic on the hamster wheel of life that they don't have 2 minutes to say, okay, you know, because that's what I hear, Megan, is, you know, say, look, you've got to find something. Pick a project, whether it's a school board or something else at a local level, because as you said earlier, local is so important, because if you're going to affect change, change happens a lot faster at the local level versus the federal level. And we've got to start at the root, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's why I'm such a big down ballot advocate, because, you know, that's where the bread is made, right? And in Nevada, you mentioned inflation. We actually are a little bit more expensive than the average based on our location and lack of some of the resources, and so our costs per year are over $13,000 more.
Wow.
A year.
Wow.
And so, you know, Nevadans are feeling the pinch at a much greater rate than others, and it's going to get worse, because Joe Biden has promised trillions of dollars in more spending through subsidies.
Yes,
and you know, which means
more taxes. I mean, they're as if they haven't drained your wallet and your penny loafer is enough. They're turning you upside down to shake out everything out of you in order to, you know, pay for these new programs that nobody's asking for.
Right, and it's, you know, it's the spending that's the problem. In the State of the Union, there was not one word about cutting spending. It was the massive expansion of taxes, not to help the people at the very bottom rung, but to expand government.
Exactly.
And once you expand government, it never, ever shrinks. That's why I'm a huge proponent and advocate of Rand Paul being the Senate leader, taking over from Mitch McConnell, because he is the only one that I see in Congress from the Senate side actually talking about wasteful spending, reducing the footprint of the federal government, reducing the footprint of federal agencies. You know, I've heard, as you have over the years, about, you know, presidents coming in and eliminating the Department of Education or eliminating some of these departments that don't provide a service that really benefits the public at large, where most of these tasks can be handled at the state level, because every state is different. It's a laboratory, right, as, as our founders said.
Exactly. Exactly.
There, when it comes to education, a one-size-fits-all plan simply does not work, because each state has its own needs, it has its own population, et cetera. But yet, the growth of the government is probably one of the most dangerous, I guess, tools against the American people, because the American people will be taxed to continue to grow the government rather than grow their own pocket.
Well, it's a self-fulfilling, you know, operation of incompetency. It's one hand feeding the other. And, you know, and you just mentioned the school system. There's so many other entities that come into question here. But just looking at the education, for all the money that we're spending, and we've been doing this for decades, what do we have to show for it?
Well, exactly. What we have to show for it is for Nevada, for example, we're worst in the nation for education. And that certainly isn't going to help attract new businesses to Nevada.
Yes, without a doubt. I'll tell you, we got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. She's the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Stay with us.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Have you ever wanted to spark a conversation about the gospel with your friends and neighbors, but weren't sure where to start? All it takes is a simple question. Have you heard? The Tide Ministry's Have You Heard Challenge invites Christians to ask at least 10 people during the year if they've heard the truth about Jesus and what Jesus did for them. If someone responds that they've not heard, then the believer can share the love of Christ with them. If the person already knows Christ, then they can join the challenge and share the gospel themselves. It's easy to get intimidated when sharing the good news, but this challenge empowers believers to make disciples in their own backyards by easily initiating spiritual conversations. To learn how you can take the Tide Ministry's Have You Heard Challenge and potentially make an eternal difference in the lives of people you interact with throughout the day, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Well, the stage is set. This week, both Donald Trump and Joe Biden secured the nomination from their parties, respective parties, and the rematch that America has been waiting for. And I believe America has been waiting for this, Megan Barth, because, you know, it's kind of like a bad Super Bowl game. When there are questionable calls that take place, the losing side says, oh, I can't wait. I mean, if there would be possible to have a rematch, we would love to have a rematch. And sometimes that happens in season. You know, very rarely does it happen again at a Super Bowl. But here we are in a rare moment. This happens, you know, kind of like Halley's Comet. You know, it's been the first time, this will be the first time in over 60 years where you've had an incumbent against a former president, you know, going head to head. But I, you know, this is, you know, one of those do-overs, and it's going to be up to the leadership of the RNC, the new team. You know, Laura Trump is now, you know, she's the co-chair, and, you know, things are changing there. So we'll see if the RNC can stay on top of it. They seem to be talking in a way that gives me some sense of confidence that they're ahead of some of the shenanigans that the Democrats, you know, will pull. They're going to do everything, you know, that you know, that they've done, because I've always said, if you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. So the Democrats have been consistent. They have been the party, the cheating party, and the Republicans have allowed them heretofore to get away with it. But to hear the Republicans now come back and say, which kind of, it's silly. You know, you think about all these election cycles that have gone by, and they're finally saying, well, we're going to ballot harvest, you know, where it's legal. Well, no kidding. Where were you about 4 or 5 voting cycles ago, right?
Right, you know, and I hope it's not too late, because the Democrats, what they've done very effectively is change voting laws in specifically swing or battleground states. We saw that particularly in the time of COVID, where you had Mark Elias, who is an attorney, an election attorney, that works alongside the DNC, come into, you know, Fulton County in Georgia, Nevada, Clark County, and other large counties in these battleground states, and basically threaten them to change their policies or procedures And COVID brought in a whole new wave of new laws, specifically in Nevada, where they fund the Democratic majority fundamentally changed how Nevadans vote.
Exactly.
Mail-in voting, you know, for safety. We're now an all-mail ballot state. We're an unlimited ballot harvesting state where anybody can go. They don't have to be notarized. They don't have to be certified as a relative to the voter. Anyone can walk up and collect as many ballots as they want. We have ballot drop boxes that are unmanned, unsupervised.
Yeah.
And unsupervised. And, you know, this goes back to the fundamental concept of chain of custody. You know, the less a ballot travels, the safer it is.
Exactly.
Where there's less steps between the voter and the place where the voter casts the ballot is the most secure way to ensure that that ballot is valid. So when you have mail-in voting, drop boxes, same, you know, all of these shenanigans that have been introduced into law, whether it's in Nevada or elsewhere, has really destroyed the chain of custody, and that is of utmost concern. The other concern when it comes to voting is the census. And I'm really glad, because I wrote about this back in 2019, I'm really glad that people are waking up, including our elected representatives, that this invasion at the border will impact the amount of legislative seats that are determined after a census is done. So if we have allowed 10 million people, 12 million people, 13 million people, whatever it is, illegally enter our southern border, they will be counted in the census, and Democrats will gain a near supermajority, if you will.
Yes, right.
In the House of Representatives, and perhaps the Senate. So, you know, this whole border invasion is by design in order for the Democrats to secure unilateral power and basically destroy the electoral chances of any Republican.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this is manipulation at its finest, and people can see it. I got to tell you, I'm shocked that the GOP is just kind of sitting on their hands on this and not, you know, yelling and screaming from the rooftops, because you know what's going to happen, just like you said. Okay, the next census is coming up in 5-6 years, and so then we're going to be living with the result of this, and we already know. I mean, there was an informal, I don't know if you saw this or not, but kind of an informal poll that was taken by Rachel Campos Duffy. She was at the border and asking all these illegal immigrants, who are you going to vote for? Are you going to vote for Trump or are you going to vote for Biden? 100% said they're voting for Biden, to your exact point.
Right. And, you know, in federal elections, illegals can't vote. However, there are many municipalities across the country, specifically in blue states, that allow illegal aliens to vote in the election. Mm-hmm. So it really doesn't come down to who necessarily the illegal aliens are going to vote for at the federal level. It has to do with the amount of bodies that will be counted in the census.
Exactly.
And the fact that we're counting illegal aliens in the census is absolutely ludicrous. That needs to change. Donald Trump challenged that and lost. Mm. And we need to bring this back again. I know that Trump has promised massive deportations of illegal aliens. That is not going to solve the problem, because you know that's going to be tied up in the courts. Yeah. The ACLU and others are going to come out strong against his attempts. You know, judges may rule against his efforts. And this needs to come down to a fundamental change in the law. That is why the down ballot in the states is so important, to get the proper representation in the House of Representatives, to have hopefully, and they won't squander it again, a Republican majority in both the Senate, a sound majority in the Senate, a sound majority in the House, so we can put forward bills that will protect naturalized Americans, American citizens, against this invasion.
Exactly. Now, you know, Megan, you bring up a good point, and to understand this is going to be a process. Right now, you've got 7-10 million illegal immigrants and counting coming across the border, and we know in California they will all be issued a driver's license. And so when you get issued a driver's license, guess what comes right after that? A ballot. And when you talk about chain of custody, that ballot goes to illegals. And then what do the ballot harvesters, you know, the Democrat ballot harvesters do? They go because they've got the addresses. You know, they actually do a better job than Mayorkas does in knowing where these illegals are. And so then they go to them and say, hey, did you get a ballot? And they say, hey, we're not, I'm not a citizen. I'm not allowed to vote. No, don't worry about it. Just give me the ballot. I'll take care of it for you. And so this is what adds to the infiltration and the dilution of a proper vote. That those votes negate a legitimate vote, and they do this in record numbers. It's not just minor numbers that some of the judges would want you to believe, to say, oh, Megan, why are you complaining? We did look at it, and it's only a couple thousand votes, and your guy lost by 10,000. So what's the big whoop? But you see, they stopped without really, it's like Joe Biden. They say, well, what's the big whoop? Joe Biden only, took $20 million. Why are you worried about $20 million? That's nothing in the big spectrum, of things. Well, no, you're stopping at 20 million, just like you're stopping with Hunter Biden and saying, well, okay, we let go what happened in, with his taxes in 2012 or 2013. We let that go. That's not that big a whoop, it was a big whoop, but, they somehow let that pass. And, but there's more, like everything else, there's always more underneath than we realize, right?
Well, yeah, and you talk about dilution, and that's a really important point. But what we're seeing too is that you don't have to be a border state in order to impact interior communities.
Exactly.
Look at Denver. Look at Chicago. Look at New York City, where most of these illegal aliens are being sent, and now you have municipalities, Democratic municipalities, screaming that they can't afford the services that the illegal aliens are using. There's a hospital in Denver that has over $80 million of unpaid bills. They're nearly forced into bankruptcy because illegal aliens, a very small portion of illegal aliens, have used so many services that have taken away from the citizens. So not only is it the dilution of votes, it's the services that citizens pay
exactly.
for that are now being used.
Mm-hmm. And Joe, and this is at the feet of Joe Biden and the Democrats, Megan. I mean, and this is what the voters need to understand. Their eyes are not lying to them. These are the policies that are killing America and killing, really, middle America, as you pointed out in the first segment.
Exactly. Middle-class Americans are being taxed. They're taxed enough already, and now they're paying for people who have illegally entered this country, and it's not going to stop under this administration.
Well, what Barack Obama couldn't finish, Joe Biden is getting closer and closer to doing that when it comes to the annihilation of the middle class. Megan Barr, thank you as always. Appreciate it. Take care.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters